And the concept here is to extend, to offer more choices to our veterans, you know, outside of what the VA already is able to provide to them.
Hi, this is Ike Evans of the Hogg Foundation for Mental Health, and you are listening to Into the Fold. The Hogg Foundation is a strategic grant maker based at the University of Texas at Austin. To learn more, visit us at hogg.utexas.edu. June is PTSD Awareness Month. PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder, is a debilitating condition that is triggered by a traumatic event. Symptoms can include severe anxiety, intrusive memories and nightmares, and negative changes in mood. One group in particular, veterans, has a huge stake in our advancing understanding of this condition and ways to treat it. There are 1.4 million veterans in Texas, and while many military families are resilient, some struggle with behavioral health concerns. The UT Health Trauma and Resilience Center just opened its doors at the University of Texas Health Science Center at Houston. This first-of-its-kind center takes a team-based integrated approach to the behavioral health needs of veterans and their families. Dr. Jair Suarez, psychiatry chair at the McGovern Medical School at UT Health, is here to talk about the vision for the new center. Dr. Suarez, thanks for joining us.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
So perhaps a good place to start is to talk about just how many people are diagnosed with PTSD each year. I mean, what do you know what the best estimates are of just how widespread this condition is?
It is a fairly common, you know, psychiatric condition. It's obviously it's something that takes place after, you know, major trauma. And amongst our vets, I mean, it's usually related to, I guess, being involved in combat or violence that one is involved with or witness, you know, as a result of their, I guess, working and deployment in war zones. And it also happens, you know, to civilians. I mean, like, you know, when bad things happen to people and unexpectedly, and like you mentioned, I mean, that may result in increased anxiety and inability to sleep well and fluctuations in mood and sometimes like flashbacks and reliving the experience and may change the person's life in very serious ways and maybe a very limiting type of condition. You know, it's estimated like about a 20% from people, you know, who experienced trauma, you know, are likely to develop a PTSD. You know, that includes like, you know, folks involved in like major accidents or victims of like physical or sexual violence. And it's about 20% of the ones who experience that type of situation. If you extrapolate that to the general population, you know, it's somewhere like around 3 to 5%, you know, lifetime prevalence across the general population.
And that translates to millions of sufferers. So there is a popular image of a typical PTSD sufferer, you know, typically someone who has been in combat and acts out in very dramatic ways. What are some PTSD signs that we might miss if we're only looking for, you know, its classic presentation?
Right. Well, more commonly, you know, has to do with like avoidance. You know, somebody who is more withdrawn and maybe experiencing nightmares and substance abuse often sets in as a way to try to self-treat. I mean, there are the more discreet, milder presentations that can still be very impairing, very limiting. And, you know, just you suggested by your question, I mean, many of those are actually not diagnosed. I mean, you may just think that the person is going through a rough period and is just, you know, more moody for circumstances and things that might be going on. And it is not infrequently the diagnosis is missed and an opportunity to link this person with the right treatment that is likely to help is missed there. So it's important to have that in mind.
Okay. And just a note for our listeners, Dr. Suarez is joining us remotely from Houston, which explains how his audio sounds. So let's talk about the new Trauma and Resilience Center. So it's brand new. And so what is unique or innovative about its approach to addressing PTSD?
Well, we've been very fortunate with the help of Representative Symphronia Thompson here from Houston.
Right.
She helped us obtain new funds for UT Health to set up the new Trauma and Resilience Center. And the concept here is to extend, to offer more choices to our veterans, outside of what the VA already is able to provide to them. As we know, the VA does a great job for our vets, but the lines are often long and clearly more is needed. So the ability for UT Health to pitch in and set up this multidisciplinary team, primarily around services and treatment, but also with a strong training component, training professionals to better deal with these issues. Education, helping raise more awareness in the community about this very important problem and how to diagnose it early, and bringing cutting-edge research, to bear, where hopefully we will understand what causes PTSD, understands more about the biological vulnerability. Why is it that amongst people exposed to trauma, some will develop it and others won't? If we can learn from the biology ways in which we could improve people's resilience, where perhaps, the chances that some would develop PTSD will become lesser, as well as develop better treatments too. I mean, we have current treatments that help very much, work for most people, but there is still a group that does not respond to what is currently available. So we also need to continue to, improve the tools that we have to offer as treatment to our patients with PTSD.
Okay. So I want to get into the history of the center's creation. Like who or what was the driving force behind it, and whose idea was it to start it?
Well, it's really the brainchild of Representative Thompson. I mean, she approached us about 4 or 5 years ago, and charged us with developing a vision for how we would do it. And, it took a few years of planning and advocating, for us to obtain the resources that have allowed us to get it started. So but that has involved a very close collaboration with the representative and folks in her office.
Okay. So will there be any sort of like research or training component to the center's activities?
Oh, by all means. That's a very important part of the effort there. We train psychology interns, psychiatry residents, medical students, junior faculty, and we are going to add to the mix, other professionals like nursing education will be involved as well. Since this is a multidisciplinary team, so that the training component is really present across the whole operation, our clinics, and it sort of like permeates everything we do. Alongside with clinical research, primarily research that tests new treatment modalities. Some of that is testing new psychotherapy. Psychotherapy is the talking treatment. I mean, counseling modalities, testing, developing newer ones that hopefully will be more efficacious for this patient population, as well as testing new medications and strategies that could help these patients better.
Okay. How big is the center and like what?
We're just getting started. I mean, we started operations just last year. We have a new director named Chris Free, who is really an excellent guy. And we have two MD psychiatrists and four PhD psychologists, all faculty members as part of the center. And it will grow with time. I mean, we will, the vision is really towards additional growth, but the group that we already have in place really, allows us to launch it and, roll out this new project.
Okay. And has there been much in the way of either promotion or outreach to the, to the local veteran population?
Just getting started. That's going to be very important. And
Yeah.
we wanted to match the promotion efforts with us, having already things in place to best serve the vets. So
Right.
that's why, we've been rolling it out gradually over the past few months. But now we are fully open for business, and this would be a good time for us to step up the outreach efforts, with veterans organizations in the VA here in the Houston area and beyond.
Okay. So I'd like to just ask you maybe if you could say a little bit more, about yourself, your own background, your time there at UT Health, and how the center kind of fits in, with your work and interests.
Sure. Well, I'm originally from Brazil, and I've lived now in the US for 26 years. I've switched my citizenship. I'm a US citizen, and got my degrees, my MD and my PhD degrees in Brazil, MD from University of São Paulo, and came to the US for my psychiatric training. I accomplished that at University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, where I did my psychiatric residency. That was followed by a fellowship at Yale University. For my faculty career, I started out as a junior faculty at University of Pittsburgh, and later had an opportunity to move to Texas with the UT Health Science Center in San Antonio. Subsequently, had the opportunity to come to University of Texas in Houston to become the department chair, the chair of psychiatry here. That happened 9 years ago. So I've been here, part of the community for 9 years. It's a great place to be. We have really, it's a wonderful community, very generous people. I just love being here.
Okay. Well, we've reached the end of our questions. If there's anything more that you would like to say about either the center or about how it's changing our understanding of PTSD, feel free to add that now if you like.
Yes, thank you. So the efforts at the PTSD Center are very synergistic with our mood disorder center. When we say mood disorders, we're talking about depression and bipolar disorder. And that's actually my area of direct expertise. I'm a depression and bipolar disorder expert primarily. Those issues are very often co-occurring with PTSD. No one makes the other worse. The other effort we have in our department that is also very synergistic has to do with our substance abuse treatment and research center.
Right.
It's called CNRA, Center for Neurobehavioral Research on Addictions. Because as we discussed before, those often happen concurrently. So the typical person with PTSD will have that complicated by depression and complicated by substance abuse. That's why it is important that we get all these experts, together to best understand these issues and best, treat them and train, younger folks to embrace these important areas, as well as conduct cutting-edge research in these fields.
Okay, so that does it for this episode. As always, if you want to hear more, check out the podcast under News and Resources at howg.utexas.edu. You can also sign up on our website to receive an email each time we have a new episode. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review on iTunes. Dr. Jair Suarez, thank you so much. Best of luck with the new Trauma and Resilience Center and whatever new insights that it can surface about post-traumatic stress disorder. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.